This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Bassist Edgar Meyer and banjo player Bela Fleck might seem an odd couple. Meyer was born in Oklahoma, raised in Tennessee, started music lessons at 5, and aspired to the world's great concert stages as a classical performer and composer, and he made it there. Fleck was raised on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and inspired by the music of Flatten Scruggs, especially the theme song from the Beverly Hillbillies, he took up the banjo and became a bluegrass virtuoso. Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck both landed in Nashville, became friends, and ultimately collaborators. That's where they sat down together to talk with us about their new CD, Music for Two. It consists of duets. Sometimes Bela plays guitar, and sometimes Edgar plays piano. But mostly it's the combination of bass and banjo, a combination Bela Fleck says works fine.
Well, it's great because the banjo's range ends pretty high. The lowest notes of the banjo are not that low, so it really works great with the bass.
One thing that people don't quite realize about a banjo is that it's actually a viola range instrument. It's an alto range, but it's a more of a treble tone color. So it gives us a nice overlap, the top of the bass and the bottom of the banjo. Also just that we do things that are quite different with the sustain of the bow versus the shortness of the pluck.
Let's talk about the music you play on this CD. First of all, I want you to talk about some of the Bach that you play together. I was unaware how much banjo music Bach had actually written until I heard this.
The bottom line for me is that it's the music that I love the most. The earlier classical music was less instrument-specific.
Bela, had you played much Bach on the banjo until dealing with Edgar?
My stepfather, Joe, played string quartets around the house all the time, and I heard all kinds of music, and I did learn one of those back in the 70s, and I was very proud of my one Bach piece for a long, long time. But Edgar was a real inspiration, because when he moved to Nashville, he was the first person playing classical music that I was in contact with since I was a kid, and he was doing it on such a high level that it was inspiring, and I could see a way that the banjo could play a role in this music.
For most people, when they play the banjo, the thumb sounds quite different from the fingers. Bela, from the beginning, was trying to achieve an evenness between the thumb and the fingers and all over the instrument, and a level of control that was more consistent or more typical for jazz players or classical players. And so things like the Bach actually gave him an opportunity to really take advantage of some of the things that he was developing.
Let's talk about a piece that Edgar Meyer wrote for this collaboration, and that is, Edgar, it's your canon. First of all, written in an unusual time signature.
It doesn't seem unusual to us. It's in a cycle of 15 quick beats, and I love 15 or 30 because you've got even divisions of 5 and 3, which you simply don't have in 4-4. You can superimpose them in different ways, but frankly, it's a very natural division. I mean, there are also early counting systems that were on 30, and the 4-4 is kind of uncomfortably overused in most music.
If you could just let us hear is it 15 eighths?
It's eighths or quarters, but 15 quick beats. You could write it either way. 4, 5, 1, 2. two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
One.
But then from this point on, the 15 is divided different ways.
Because you're both playing now at this point as well.
Right.
Bela Fleck, tough piece to play in concert with Edgar Meyer?
It's a kind of piece that Edgar can write that it's a marvel to me, and it was worth it to me the whole time, and it was exciting. I mean, we like to work hard, and so that was what was fun about it. But we might have looked to the outsider like we were having a horrible time, but the truth is we were actually having a great time.
There's something, I think that we probably, if we don't go through some trauma, we feel like we didn't try hard.
Yeah, the tour was a failure.
Yeah.
When you're playing a duet on stage, Edgar, you're reacting to what Bela is doing? You're listening? You're watching him? How much interplay is there?
Ideally, I'm more focused on him than I am on myself. It varies, but that's certainly the aesthetic we would both go to.
That's when it goes the best, I think, is when we're when we're concentrating on each other.
Which one of you is the early adapter here? Which one is the one that is more prone to accept a new idea, and who's the harder one to convince?
You're harder to convince, Edgar.
It's probably true.
Yeah, he's a hard sell. He really is.
Yeah,
and I think he's a hard sell because he's very conversant with some of the greatest music ever written, and whenever he listens to something, he has to figure out where it stands, whether it's going to be good enough in the end, where I'm just a lot more relaxed about it. And a lot of times I'll find a way to make something good later if it's got a germ of something.
But it's also entirely true that I'll be difficult just out of insecurity, whether I'd be afraid that I wouldn't do something well.
Do you really feel at this point, given something to play on the bass, that there's something you wouldn't play well?
I'd feel that way about, a very high percentage of things that would come up, yes, absolutely.
I have to remember that in most of the cases, He has to figure out a way to play something that nobody's played before. And, you know, I have to do that too. But it's a creative effort, you know. And a lot of times you don't know till you find a way to play it, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not, till you find your voice in the song. You don't actually know whether it's right for you or not. And when you play it for a while and you find there's a way for you to be yourself in that piece, then you start to feel different. You start to feel better about it, you know.
When you're playing something new, and I wonder from both of you, is there somebody in your mind who is the ultimate, you know, critic, the absolute image inside you, who is the judge to you of how well you're doing this? Or
there's no one person, but I have to say that I shouldn't speak for Bela, but I will. I think for both of us, we're quite worried about the other's opinion.
I remember when we first, we were talking about doing this duo thing, and we finally, you know, the day was coming when we were going to have our first rehearsal or a writing session or whatever, and we finally got together. We were both petrified to play a note because our relationship for a long time has been, like, I come over and listen to these great pieces Edgar has written while he's writing them, and I, you know, his opinions about my music have been so helpful, and I just put him on a very, very high level as a musician and, you know, inspiration, all these things. But actually playing, I was afraid everything that I would do he would think sucked, you know, and I think he went through a little bit of the same thing.
We both go through that quite a bit.
But that first period when we were just getting ready, it was very hard to play anything. We just had to, like, get over it and just play.
Yeah.
And then, you know, things started to happen pretty quick once we got over it. But it was surprising. As much as we've played over the years in different situations, that was frightening.
What changed that? I mean, what was the hurdle
not,
that you
it's
got
not
past?
Like it's not like it's totally gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would still be it's much more relaxed. But
I think we both have strengths in different areas.
Because
the areas that I think Edgar is really strong in are sometimes the areas that I feel that I'm weak in.
And vice versa,
then there's a sense of, well, you know, I hope, you know, if I try something interesting harmonically, I have a feeling he'd know how to finish it. I might not know how to finish it, and I might think that he, you know, I might be worried about what he thought about how I handled
and
it. Or,
and I have the same issues rhythmically, so, you know, trying to.
So, you know, there's just various areas where we keep each other on our toes, and that's the nature of this musical experience. And that's I think we both like that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us about your collaboration, Music for Two, Bela Fleck and Edgar Meyer.